Do you believe in ghosts? Good morning, evening, or afternoon, wherever you are, whenever you are. This is Tyler here with another episode of Ghost Stories, the podcast. Glad to be back after our short break. I was on a family holiday, one of those ones we booked a long time ago, and finally got to go on. And simply put, I didn't prepare well enough to have an episode go out while I was away. These things happen, but this is also the reason this one's a little bit late for some of our patron listeners, but we should be back to resuming business as usual next week. And with that in mind, I'm going to cut to the chase after we do a few bits of quick housekeeping. So first off, if you're new to the podcast, welcome. This is where we take your stories, put them out there, and encourage listeners to vote for if they think they're based in fact or a pure work of fiction. Now, if you like it, make sure to click that subscribe button and leave us a 5-star review. Or, you know, tell a friend, a family member, someone, because that's the easiest way for us to get new listeners, is by word of mouth. That's certainly how I find a lot of my podcasts. In fact, some of our listeners have sent me their own podcasts, and that's how I've discovered new ones that way. Secondly, if you want to go the extra mile and do that a little bit extra support us, you can do so by going to Patreon and paying either $1 or $5 a month. There's two tiers to get content a little early, and we're starting to work on some more Talking Ghost episodes as well, which are exclusive to our Patreon subscribers. So that's it. Ad-free content a week early. What more could you want, hey? And that stuff helps us essentially keep the lights on in the studio. I say it's my studio, it's the office. It's often overrun and taken over by my family. The worst mistake I made was putting a game console in here and telling my son about it, because he's always playing it. But it's he's in bed now, which gives me a chance to record. And after that aside, I guess we get down to the story. So this one was sent in by Leah, thank you so much. It's a really nice story. It's maybe a little unsettling, but actually I found it quite uplifting, and it's nice to have these stories that are a bit less spooky from time to time and talk about different types of encounters. Every ghost encounter doesn't have to be a big scary tale, and this certainly is one that falls into that category. So Leah, thank you so much for sending it in. I really enjoyed producing it. So yeah, listeners, sit back and enjoy A New Friend.
When I was 7 years old, my parents took my sisters and I to a family reunion at my maternal grandparents' house. We were led around and introduced to seemingly every adult on the planet, most of them great aunts and uncles of an advanced age. Being quite a shy child, I spent most of the introductions hiding behind my dad's legs. Finally, we were allowed to go and play with the other children. I joined in for perhaps an hour before sneaking away to voraciously read through the tall stack of magazines that had been calling out to me from my grandparents' coffee table. My grandma and a few of the younger aunts were in the kitchen, easily visible to me through the dining room, and I guess that was enough supervision for my parents' peace of mind, as I was left alone for most of the afternoon. Sometime in the afternoon, I looked up from my current issue to see an older gentleman with greying red hair and what we would describe as the family nose, watching me with a faint smile on his face. For a moment, I was frightened and I opened my mouth to call out, but he put his finger to his lips to shush me and glance between my grandma and myself with a mischievous conspiratorial look. Obviously, being seven, this man became my new best friend. As I said before, the man had greying red hair, combed and slicked straight back, and the nose that was a hallmark of my mum's family. His face was lined with age, his eyes a bright blue, and his smile full of mirth. He wore old overalls and a long-sleeved shirt that had a strangeness to them. Many years later, I would realise that they'd looked strange due to them being homemade. His hands were large and calloused in the manner of one used to hard labour, and he was as slim and tall as a sapling. All in all, not too different from many of the great uncles I had already been introduced to today, although I didn't remember him. After a while, he began to do a number of magic tricks, a bit of miming, and even some slapstick. Every now and again, he would shush me when I got too exuberant, glancing again towards my grandma. He never said a word that whole time, but it didn't seem strange. After all, we were trying to keep this silliness a secret between us. After an hour or so had passed, my grandma called my name, and I took my eyes completely off the man for just a moment, but when I looked back, he was gone. My grandma sent me out to let the rest of the family know that dinner was ready. I was determined to sit next to this unknown family member who had kept me so enthralled all afternoon, but I couldn't find him at all, even with my mum trying to help me by pointing out various family members who might be him, but none of them were. I had a tantrum when he couldn't be located and ended up angrily sitting right next to my mum instead of with the other children. After dinner, in what I would later learn was a tradition, my grandma had a couple of glasses of wine and got out the family albums and began regaling us with the family history. Somewhere in the middle of the second album was a photo of the man I'd spent the afternoon with. "There he is!" Excited to see my friend again, I blurted out, "He's the one I've been spending time with this afternoon." My grandpa, usually a quiet, easygoing man, instantly gave me a hard look and told me not to tell stories. I insisted that I was not lying and I wanted to see my new friend again. My grandpa got more upset and he insisted if I was going to tell stories or keep lying, I was going to get into trouble. I was hurt and offended that my grandpa would unfairly accuse me of lying. I burst into tears and insisted with all the emotion in my little body that I was telling the truth. It wasn't until the next day that grandpa sat me down and explained to me that I couldn't have seen the man I thought I had, as he had died when the ship bringing him to join his family in the US sunk, not long before my grandpa's 7th birthday. Grandpa spoke about the few memories he had of the man, his father, a mischievous, fun-loving man, and the envy he felt of his older siblings for having so much more time with him. So that's the story of how I met my great-grandpa. He wasn't the first ghost I ever met, certainly not the last, even from my own family. But he is the one that I think about the most often.
Well, that was a new friend, and Leah, thank you so much for sending it in. But now we're going to pass it over to you listeners. You know what to do. Was a new friend based in fact or a pure work of fiction? Do you think Leah completely made it up? Maybe she's just misremembering. Or did she really see her great grandpa? I've got a few thoughts, but I don't want to sway your decisions. So I'll let you go ahead and vote. And you can either do that by going to Patreon, and we have a poll posted there, which you don't have to be a paid subscriber to access, but I think you do need an account. Likewise, come over to Facebook and search for us, Ghost Stories the Podcast. Drop us a like and let us know what you think by commenting there, or go to the Ghost Stories Share Your Scares page and request to join. I pretty much let everyone join as long as you follow the rules of the group, and you can comment there what you think as well. So that's it for this week. I'm gonna leave it there because it's very late on a Friday night and I am keen to edit this and get to bed. So yeah, wherever you're listening, do take care, stay safe, and don't stop asking, do you believe in ghosts?